You're listening to the audio production of Breaking Open, How Your Pain Becomes the Path to Living Again by Jacob Armstrong, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Breathing and crying. Our first breath was a cry. We have laughed, we've cheered, we have praised, encouraged, complimented. With the same mouth, we have questioned, criticized, ridiculed, and cursed. You kiss your mama with that mouth? We have whispered. We have unintentionally raised our voices. Some of us have been trained to sing. Some have fought hard not to stutter. Some of us remember a moment when we found our voice. Some remember when our voice strangely changed. Some of us have done that helium thing one too many times. We've made a lot of different sounds for a lot of different reasons. Sounds out of your mouth. Stay focused. We voice many different utterances over the course of a day. And there have been hundreds of hours in our lives when we have not made a peep. But our first breath was a cry. It was the same for all of us. Before we ever learned a word in our native language, we all shared the same native cry. An appeal for help, a sound of desperation, or was it fear? Or was it just a sound to say, this is quite a lot to take in one moment? We were greeted by our loved ones, welcome to the world. Our response, we wept. If at your birth you didn't cry, there was someone there hoping you would cry, who then helped you to cry. Why? The first cry of a newborn baby is a kickstart to the lungs. It prepares you for a world where you got to know how to breathe and you got to know how to cry. It's funny that, even when we're moved well past infancy, the emphasis on breathing remains, and we usually do it without even noticing, while the importance of crying seems to lessen as we age. Now, this book isn't about learning to cry. It's about finding your life. That may or may not involve tears for you, I don't know. But it will involve an exercise that is similar to what happened when you breathed your first breath. It will involve an openness to life that is equal parts terrifying and exhilarating. In the same way your first cry was not voluntary, this also may seem like something you don't get to choose. There's a second birth that happens in our lives. It's often viewed negatively as a breaking point. Some even refer to it as breaking down. Some of us spend our adult lives trying to outrun it. I think our lives are about something much bigger than simply outrunning this breaking. I think life is all about breaking open. Like our first birth moment, our second invitation to life is dramatic, beautiful, and scary. And the only way we're going to keep breathing is if we open our mouths to cry. That's how it started for me. It started with crying again, and it's
sample complete. Ready to continue?